The other day, he was giving a speech, and he was talking about the origins of the Mueller report. And he was, it was one of those rambling talks of his. And he tried to use the word origins, and something happened. I'm going to play for you about 28 seconds of what happened when the president tried to use the word origins, referencing the Mueller report. This is that.
No collusion, no obstruction. I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. You look at the origin of the investigation, where it started, how it started. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started, the beginnings of the investigation.
Okay, to me, that was pretty shocking. Not because I think Donald Trump is smart or dumb or I'm a Democrat and he's a Republican, just because I think I'm witnessing something. And that is somebody who knows the word and can define the word, and they can't say the word. We talked about this yesterday on the stream. Perhaps you weren't listening at WGNradio.com, but I think a lot of us stumble with words. I say Tivoli when I should say Tivoli. Somebody texted in the other day and they said that the word decision is a word that they always stumble over because once they said it in public, they got embarrassed because they mispronounced decision. And now they're very anxious about that word and it's a mental roadblock for them. So you can go a million directions on that, all the way to the Caribbean. Or do you say Caribbean? We all have words that we don't know how to say or some that we can't seem to recall, though we know how to say them. Now, maybe this was that, but that felt to me, particularly when you heard that audio, if you saw the video of it, you would see that the president had a bit of a troubled look on his face. It was almost like, what the hell's going on here? I can't say the word origin. When I do, it comes out oranges. It didn't come out apples, but you could see him struggling with a word that he clearly knows. So what was that? Now, Twitter fixed it for us. That's where I get all my medical information. And somebody said, my parents had strokes, and this is clearly a case of aphasia or frontal something or another, and that it's evidence that the president has a neurological issue, to say nothing with all the other issues. I don't know. We sent the audio of that just in case Dr. Sandra Weintraub hadn't seen it, a neuropsychologist at Northwestern Mejlin Center for Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease. We asked her to listen to it and just talk to us about this phenomenon of some of us suddenly going, oh, wow, that's weird. What's that? She joins us now on WGN. Dr. Weintraub, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. I'm very well.
That's a long introduction, but in general now, that's my premise here. What do you want me to hear first and foremost?
Well, I want you to hear that you can make errors when you're talking. All of us can and do. They're called slips of the tongue, and they can be made for a variety of reasons. You're tired, you had too much to drink, your mind is racing ahead of you, you're nervous, you didn't sleep well the night before. All of those things can cause you to occasionally mess up on a word. However, if you mess up on a word more than once, or it's happening several times a minute, or you're really having a lot of trouble getting words out, that could be a signal of something much more serious in the brain.
Do you think you heard anything upon which you could offer a more specific opinion from the president just now?
Not really. If I'm going to be really fair, I have to say that until I hear more of that kind of error, I wouldn't get all that excited about it. But as I said, I guess it was a Twitter you say that you got from someone saying that it could be a sign of a stroke. Sure, it could. But that wouldn't happen just once. You'd have trouble with just about every word that came out of your mouth. There are also neurodegenerative diseases of the brain, like Alzheimer's, that start a lot more slowly than a stroke. But then, too, you wouldn't just have one occasion and no others. I'm sure you know that former President Reagan Reagan had Alzheimer's disease. And I think if you go back and look at some of his speeches towards the later part of his tenure, you'll see a lot of groping for words and a lot of wrong words. And that was a lot more concerning.
I thought it was peculiar, too, that it was this very specific word, origin equals orange. The other words seem to be flowing just fine. And I thought, well, maybe that's indicative of something, too. Is there anything to that?
Well, I'm not sure what you're picking up on the oranges and the origins. Is there, do you think, because of the topic that he was talking about, the origins?
I'm wondering if, because it's so unusual that it's so specific. Like, I could see, I do this for a living, fumble for words in front of people, but it's seldom a single word. You know, we all go, oh, who is the guy?
Or a whole word. You could slur, but not...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, so it could have been any word. It happened to be oranges and origins. It could have been any other word that he said that he could have mixed up the sounds in the word.
Yeah, so that wasn't telltale. That wasn't a red flag specifically to you that all the other words worked, but suddenly, see, in my mind, I thought, okay, here's what's happened. Somewhere in his brain where the word orange has been stored or origin has been stored, something broke. And now he can't say that word, and this is evidence of that. You're telling me I'm not onto anything there, am I?
Well, you know, I would believe you if we had him say those words again and he continued to make the same mistake. It's very unusual,
yeah,
even in a stroke, that it's the same word that you can't pronounce every time.
That's interesting,
it's typically,
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess if I'm the president or anybody else who relates to this, because to some degree we all do, what you're saying is encouraging, Doctor.
It's encouraging. I think that when people get older, and we know that President Trump is in that danger zone of an age where you worry about things like cognitive decline, it would be great to make sure that our presidential leaders are of full mind when they're working, but only because of his age at this point.
So can I, one more thing, it seemed like he knew he was using the wrong word, and yet he couldn't help himself.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, right? Actually, that might be a good sign, because he was aware of the fact that he made a mistake.
Yeah, but
if
you got the feeling that if you came up to him and said, okay, stop, say the word, and you hold up an orange, say this thing, he couldn't do it. Now, that would scare the hell out of me if that happened to me.
I would be really surprised. I'm actually, one of my areas of expertise is aphasia. I am an expert clinician in this. And if that happened, we would have to write it up in a scientific journal.
That something that specific happened. That's,
yes.
Okay, so in other words, if I may, you're also telling me then that where he stumbled on that one word and then got anxious about it, he was just as likely to stumble on the word Mueller. He might have just as easily stumbled on that word.
Absolutely. And you know, there is, now we're going to get really esoteric, there is a condition which is called semantic primary progressive aphasia, where there is brain degeneration and single words get lost from your vocabulary. So you might say to somebody, show them a picture of a pumpkin, and they can't tell you what it is. And it's always pumpkin that they can't tell you.
Well, that's what I thought I was seeing, but that would be rather extraordinary. That would be extraordinarily weird.
Rare and weird and not very common.
Didn't Oliver Sacks write about something like that at some point along the way? I'm sure he did. And then, you know, I have another sort of general question then for all of us as we age. And by that, I mean, you know, 30 plus, say.
You're in the right category.
So give me some advice or thoughts on our ability to talk good. Talk to me just briefly about how much is normal and how much is not normal, your sort of grasp of language and, you know, your attentiveness and your precision when you communicate, those sorts of things. And I think that would help us, too, in a minute on WGN. The president the other day stumbled on a word. He was trying to say origins, and four times, maybe 3.5 times in a row, he said orange and oranges, and we were just wondering if there was something to that. We reached out to a neuropsychologist at Northwestern, Dr. Sandra Weintraub. She's a specialist in cognitive neurology and Alzheimer's disease, aphasia, too. And we've got some interesting questions, comments, and observations about that. Doctor, just in general, would you give us some guidance on sort of a mental or verbal decline as we age?
Yes. Aging causes changes in the brain that cause gradual changes in our thinking abilities, not just verbal abilities, but really all of our abilities, including the ability to remember scenes or what happened yesterday. And it turns out that the age-related changes first start to kick in around your 40s. And that's when people become aware of the fact that they're not as sharp as they were when they were 20 and they have to write things down. And, of course, you're fighting the, you know, in your 40s, you're sort of at the height of your productivity, so you have a lot more to do. So there's, like, this declining cognitive ability and increasing responsibilities, and they sort of crisscross. But of course, in your 40s, it's just annoying. However, by the time you get to your 60s, we start seeing people diverge, and some people will experience much more serious decline, and we think those people have some form of a dementia or something caused by Alzheimer's disease or other form of neurodegenerative disease. I heard you mention frontotemporal dementia.
Yeah.
It's another kind of disease that causes cognitive decline. So it's nothing to worry about if something happens once in a while, but if there's a pattern that starts to emerge, and especially if other people are noticing these changes and you aren't, that's most concerning.
Some of us then develop skills. So I'm going to be 60 soon, and when I'm talking to people or going about my day, I'll write something down that maybe in the past I would have assigned to memory, short-term or near-term, and now I find myself writing them down. I guess that's just a normal coping mechanism, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely would fall in the normal aging trajectory.
Somebody texted a moment ago and said, well, okay, if we're just talking about the president's mental health, and by the way, another Chicago researcher is one of 36 in a mammoth book that just came out that is about one subject, that this president's mental health. It's really interesting. But one of our callers and texters said, okay, what about the president three times now in a row saying that his father was born in Germany, when in fact he knows and we know that his father was not? I don't know that I would assign that to your area of research. Do you have anything to say about that?
You're absolutely correct. That comes into the realm of character disorders. And I do know something about them, but it's definitely not my area of specialty.
I won't trouble you with it then. I'll trouble you with this other stuff another day, though. This has been very helpful, Doctor. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you so much.
Dr. Sandra Weintraub is a neuropsychologist at Northwestern's Mechelen, is it kind of a soft S, Mechelen Center for Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's.